What? The price for a gallon of gas could reach $4? It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 12th day of March. Thanks for being here. In other news, some Americans have already received their stimulus money. Meanwhile, Shark Tank investor Mark Cuban has some advice on how to spend yours. Ulta CEO Mary Dillon is stepping down. The Wall Street Report and Netflix is cracking down on freeloaders. Because it's Friday, Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine is in to chat it up about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Go do that right now, all right? While you're waiting, go ahead. Well, last week, we had a story about gasoline prices hitting $3 a gallon this summer. Well, hold on. The latest bit of news is we could see $4 a gallon gas. The New York Times is reporting that a mixture of lower production, stimulus money, the ending of lockdowns, and more travel could spell way higher fuel prices this summer. According to the AAA Motor Club, gas prices have risen about 35 cents a gallon on average over the past month and could reach $4 a gallon in some states by summer. While overall inflation remains subdued, some economists are worried that prices, especially for fuel, could rise faster this year than they have in some time. And that would hurt working-class families more because they tend to drive older, less efficient vehicles and spend a higher share of their income on fuel. And on a personal note, my bride just bought herself a pickup truck. It's always something. Well, it seems that some Americans have already received their stimulus money. CNBC is reporting that according to mobile banking service Current, the first deposits came in just one day after President Biden signed the American Rescue Plan into law. A spokesperson for Current told CNBC that the bank started receiving the third round of payments just before noon today. The bank began crediting the payments to customers right away, making the funds fully available, they said, and estimating that they've credited about 25% of Current's eligible account holders already. The average payment for its members? It's about $2,000, they said, although one member received well over $9,000. So, four words, watch your bank account. And for those of you waiting on the payment, the IRS will soon have a tracking tool available on its website as it did for the first and second payment. So, when it comes to spending your stimulus, what might you consider? Mark Cuban from Shark Tank and the owner of the Dallas Mavericks suggests that you pay off debt. CNBC is reporting that Cuban said that if you don't need the money for essentials, pay off those credit cards. And as we know, credit card debt can quickly get out of control and be hard to pay off due to high interest rates and compound interest. The average APR, or annual percentage rate, for all credit cards is around 14.87%. That's according to data from the Federal Reserve. And it can rise quickly to nearly 30%, depending on your credit score. Cuban added that if you find yourself with money left over after paying off debt, put it in the bank. Meanwhile, Susie Orman, back in March, told Yahoo Finance that Americans should save their stimulus check. Here's what she said. Quote, if you don't have at least an 8 to 12 month emergency fund, well, you can just save the money. Because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if COVID is going to surge again. We don't know if those that don't have jobs are going to get their jobs back. We just don't No, so save it, end quote. In a surprise announcement, Mary Dillon, the CEO of Ulta Beauty, is stepping down. Dillon, one of only a handful of female CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, will be replaced by Dave Kimball, the current president of Ulta. CNN is reporting that during the 8-year run with Dillon as the CEO, Ulta's stock more than tripled. The company doubled its number of stores to upwards of 1,200, and it joined both the S&P 500 and Fortune 500 listings. Ulta announced a deal with Target last year to open up mini cosmetic shops inside of Target stores to try to sell makeup and skincare to more shoppers. Ulta's makeup sales have taken a hit during the pandemic as consumers spend more time at home and shop in stores less frequently. Last year, Ulta's comparable sales, or those at stores open for at least a year, decreased by 17.9% after rising 5% in 2019. And oh, by the way, Ulta's stock, that dropped by over 8% today. Today, the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average booked record closes for a second day in a row, while the NASDAQ Composite saw some selling. What was going on? Well, a rise in yields for government debt continues to push investors out of high-flying growth stocks and into those that are expected to perform better during a vaccine-induced rebound from the COVID-19 pandemic. The Dow closed up 293 points today to post a record finish at 32,778, while the S&P 500 index closed at its own all-time high at 3933, up by 4 points, and the NASDAQ Composite Index finished down by 78 points to 13,319. The moves for the equity benchmarks come as the 10-year Treasury note moved up nearly 10 basis points to 1.62%. For the week, the Dow closed up 4.1%, the S&P 500 booked a 2.6% weekly rise, and the NASDAQ Composite ended up 3.1% despite its skid today. Meanwhile, new data out shows that consumers are growing more optimistic. Consumer sentiment increased in early March as more Americans have been vaccinated and job and income prospects have brightened. The University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index jumped to its highest point since March of last year and beat expectations. And the yield on the 10-year Treasury note, like we said, it was up by 1.634% today, and that was up from 1.525 just yesterday. And in case you were wondering, Bitcoin topped $58,700 in overnight trading, but pulled back today in the trade to $56,900. A lot of money. And finally, there is this. Let's say that you've cozied up on the couch and you're all geared up for a Friday night binge session of Netflix, Bridgerton, or Stranger Things when suddenly the password that Aunt Mary shared with you doesn't work. Bingers beware. With password sharing as pervasive as it is, nearly 40% of people surveyed by LendingTree say they use a streaming login and password that's not theirs. Well, Netflix is testing a crackdown on freeloaders. The test, according to Variety, is occurring in several countries and only on TV devices. As streaming competition increases, this could be a viable way for Netflix to boost its revenue. And now you know. All right, stay with us because coming up next, and because it is Friday, we get hyper-local. Stuff to do in the greater Des Moines, Iowa metro with Jeff Pitts, the managing editor of City View Magazine. Stay with us and have a great weekend.